Many people don't have health insurance for different reasons. For most, it's about money. Without insurance through their employers, many people are forced to walk a high wire with their health because they can't afford a safety net. Susan Rosegen of member station WWNO has one man's story in New Orleans.
36-year-old Scott Balling figures he's in pretty good health. 6'2", 170 pounds, doesn't smoke, tries to eat right, and in this city known for overindulgence, Scott doesn't hang out all night on Bourbon Street. But without insurance, he's taking a chance with his health, and he knows it.
I certainly don't say nothing's going to happen to me because things have happened to me. But, I mean, if I'm paying, let's say, even only $100 a month, that's $1,200 a year. Hopefully nothing more than $1,200 would happen to me without insurance. I mean, that's one way to look at it, and that's kind of the way I'm looking at it right now.
Scott has lost his health insurance twice in the last 4 years. The first time was when he moved to New Orleans with his girlfriend and got dropped from her company's domestic partner coverage when they broke up. Then he got laid off from his job as a rental property manager and had to start paying for the same coverage his company had provided.
I had a very high deductible. I think it was like around $1,000. And it seemed like every time I went to the doctor, I mean, it was impossible to do the $10 copay. It was always $35 or $45, or we don't cover this, so now it's $75. And, oh, you had to have this lab work done, so now it's, you know, $200.
So a couple of months ago, Scott decided the security of having health insurance wasn't worth the cost.
It's a gamble, obviously, but I'd rather take the risk and not be putting that money out every month, knowing that I'm going to have to, you know, continue to put more and more money in there.
But going without insurance may be more of a gamble for Scott than it is for someone else. For one thing, he has epilepsy that he controls with medication. But also his new job can be a little dangerous. Scott renovates old buildings in New Orleans. And in this Civil War mansion, if you don't watch where you're going, you can fall into a hole or step on a nail or lose a finger to a table saw. In fact, the guy operating the saw, Michael Wortman, doesn't have health insurance either, and his hands are awfully close to the blade.
Just comes with the territory, so it's part of what I do. I've had a few stitches now and then, but nothing serious, yeah.
Some occupational hazards in this kind of work that Scott Balling wouldn't face if he sat in a cubicle all day.
Yeah, in that respect, but I would get carpal tunnel syndrome, so I'd have that to worry about. I mean, it's going to be something no matter what you're doing. Maybe my eyes would go bad from reading the computer. You know, everything has its hazards. I can't walk around on eggshells all day. I mean, I'm not going to walk backwards through the whole building and, you know, roll the dice like that, but, you know, I'm pretty confident nothing's going to happen.
And that's Scott's gamble, at least for the time being. He and his former girlfriend have patched things up, and they're planning to get married. When they do, Scott will get back on her company's insurance. For NPR News, I'm Susan Rosegen in New Orleans.